They're made of cut steel sheets, welded together at the seams, then grown, inflated with compressed air, like large, vividly colored steel balloons. These playful metal objects are the work of Española-based sculptor Jeremy Thomas, and they're on display this spring at two Santa Fe galleries. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Jeremy Thomas is with me at KUNM. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you.
I hope you don't mind me describing your work as balloons.
No, not at all. I mean, they essentially are. They don't stretch, but they do unfold and kind of are rounded.
When you say inflate something that's steel, how do you do that?
Really simply, you create a geometric pattern, seal it off like an envelope, and inject air into it. And when you do that, though, the material itself has to be heated so that it can expand or move.
I know that you prefer to say that these works are grown rather than fabricated or made. What's
Yes.
the difference there?
I create a construct, and then I allow the air to manipulate or change that construct. So as they expand, they do it slowly, and it might be a 3, 8, 10 times of inflation before I get the form to feel like it has some tension in it. And so that suggests to me that they're growing. It's a process of growth and development over time.
Also, that outcome is not predictable.
Not always. A lot of it, I can determine what's going to happen because I've been inflating them for a long enough period of time that I know certain relationships create certain shapes. But that always surprises me. You know, each one is unique. You can take the exact same geometry, inflate it again, and it won't be the same. It'll have a kindred to it, but it won't be the exact same. So each moment of inflation is unique to that time and that place. I like to allow the material to be part of the dialogue. I don't have to dictate everything that happens to it. It likes to do certain things naturally on its own and allow it to change and modify however it, its natural tendency is. And it's nothing that I need to try to control.
A big part of the appeal of these objects, as far as I'm concerned, is that disconnect between two wildly different elements, metal and air.
Yeah, one is this very rigid, tangible thing. We see it as something that's man-made and geometric. And really, steel is very organic. Iron is very organic. So there's that element of it. And we use it in construction and we use it in buildings and things like that. So we kind of see it as this big, rigid structure. But air itself is such a non-tangible thing, but we all experience it every day. Without the breath that we breathe, we wouldn't be alive. And so I want to play with both of those and allow that air to manipulate the forms in the steel and show that tension and show that softness and show that organic nature.
One could say that your sculptures are a way of making air visible.
Yeah, it's containing it. You know, I really want them to show the viewer a way of experiencing both the pressure and volume involved in that air. We all know it. When we take a deep breath and we hold our breath, we understand that tension within ourselves. And so allowing that to be shown in that sculpture is important.
What was the moment, Jeremy, when you realized that you could combine these two elements?
You know, I ran into it first at a blacksmithing convention. I saw somebody inflating some steel pillows. And I thought, that's interesting. At the time, I was teaching at the College of Santa Fe, and I brought it back to my students as a process. And I let them play with it on an assignment. And I thought, I wonder how complex a form I can make. And that was over 15 years ago. I'm still going, I wonder how complex of a form I can make. It just caught me by surprise. It wasn't something that I was intending to do. It fascinated me, and I just kept evolving with it and pushing its limits.
One of the good things about having your two shows in Santa Fe now is that one can watch your evolution. The show at Center for Contemporary Arts is a sort of retrospective of work that you've done over the past couple of years.
Yeah, the CCA show is really a survey of the work over about the past 13 years to kind of get a sense of what I do as a whole. which was a great opportunity. I've never had that opportunity to show work spanning that kind of time period.
And the show at Charlotte Jackson Fine Art is looking at some new shapes that you've been exploring.
Yes. The new work at Charlotte Jackson is really about the investigation of color and how we experience color. I started to investigate the molecular structure of pigments and how each shape determines color and how we see. And so those started to evolve into a vocabulary that I could start to build with, made out of these geometric patterns. I've always been interested in geometric patterns within the work, but this gave a new vocabulary to explore that with.
Color, orange and red and greens and blues, you take a lot of these colors from commercial use.
Commerce is really used color to manipulate people in different ways, to sell you things, to make you experience a certain emotion, which usually pushes you to buy something. And it's interesting when you take those colors that are used within industry and place them back onto another object that doesn't relate directly to that industry, you start to experience that color in a different way. Hopefully it incites a little bit of color memory, the memory you have of the colors that you've experienced in the past. And that, in turn, can invoke different emotion for different people. I like to draw directly from everything from agricultural equipment colors, tractors and implements, to cosmetic colors that are used in nail polish, to automotive colors that are used in the automotive industry.
You frequently pair these vivid colors with rust. Why?
I still want the viewer to have a sense of materiality. If you cover all of the material and you don't experience any of the rust, if you don't experience the steel that it's made out of, they very well could be made out of plastic. But allowing that material to come back into the piece sets up a contrast between that glossy color surface and the natural organic surface.
Do you find, Jeremy, that visitors to your work like to touch it?
There is that impulse. I think any good sculpture, you have a desire to touch it because sculpture really is a tactile experience because they're smooth and shiny and you want to see what they're made out of. And people will walk by and kind of knock on them slightly and kind of shows that they're getting to that person somehow. The person has to respond to them. And sometimes that physical touch is the only way that they know how to respond to them.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with that. It makes the gallery very nervous.
Colorful Inflated Steel Sculpture by New Mexico artist Jeremy Thomas is on view this spring in Santa Fe at both the Center for Contemporary Arts and Charlotte Jackson Fine Art. Details and more from Jeremy at KUNM.org. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.